9 a.m. I'm Raul Bro, and this is a Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you for the next 4 hours. We're going to start off with Muddy Waters and a track from one of his last discs, King Bee. This one was recorded back in May of 1980 and released a subsequent following year, and had some great personnel. It was produced by Johnny Winter. He was also a guitar player on a number of tracks. Muddy on guitar and vocals, Luther Guitar, Junior Johnson, Bob Margolin, and also on guitars, Jerry Portnoy on blues harp, Calvin Jones on bass, Pinetop Perkins on piano, and Willie Big Eye Smith on drums. The Muddy Waters Band here on KRVS with No Escape from the Blues.
Well, someone made a mistake when they set life on a bowl of escape from the blues. You know, I haven't seen or heard of my woman since the last day when I got paid. She said, son, if you ain't got no money, I ain't gonna hang around and be your mate. Well, you know, I can see I was born to lose. For me, that ain't no escape from the blues. Escape from the blues. Wash my clothes. I don't need you to.
wanna make love to you.
Willie Dixon with his rendition of his own composition, I Just Want to Make Love to You, one that he wrote for Muddy Waters. Wow, Muddy recorded that back in the 1950s, and we heard Muddy Waters just before hearing Willie Dixon. We heard Muddy from May of 1980 and from the album King Bee doing a number called No Escape from the Blues. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to one of Willie Dixon's very well-known compositions, one that he wrote for Howling Wolf, and Wolf recorded it back in the summer of 1960. It's been recorded many times since by, among others, the band Cream, the Allman Brothers Band. It's a number that Willie Dixon basically based to some degree on an old Charlie Patton tune. Here, though, is Robin Ford with his rendition of Spoonful.
Thank you. another man. Man lies about a little. Some of them cries about a little. Might even die about a little. Yeah, everybody's fighting about it. Oh, that spoon, that spoon, that. Oh, that spoon, that spoon, that. Oh, that spoon, that spoon, that spoon, spoon.
Robin Ford, once again, from a disc called Soul on 10 from 2009 with his rendition of the Willie Dixon composition Spoonful, again, based on a Charlie Patton tune. There were some other artists around late 1920s that also recorded songs talking about a spoonful. Basically, initially, a lot of people thought it meant it was referencing drugs. Willie Dixon said no. It's about anything that you really want a little bit more of. Robin Ford, of course, a great blues artist from California. He worked in jazz with Miles Davis, also with the Yellow Jackets, and has recorded with George Harrison, Little Feat, and a number of others. We're going to turn next year on the Blues Box to the most significant blues harp player to emerge after World War II, talking about Little Walter. We're going to listen to Walter along with Robert Jr. Lockwood and Luther Tucker on guitars, Willie Dixon on bass, and Fred Below on drums, another number written by Willie Dixon. Here's Little Walter from December of 1955.
Who told you that I was fooling around? Out of town.
left me, left me here to cry. No, I love her. No, she's my desire. No, she's my desire. No, she's my desire. No, she's my desire. Came home this morning about 4:30. Found that note lying on my floor. Gone and left me. We just don't know. Heard some bad talk. Something that you said. Something that you said. Something that you said. Come on, bad baby. Honey, please don't go. Well, I love you. You'll never know. You'll never know. You'll never know. You'll never know. Cut by the great Little Walter when he was on Chess in Chicago. But it was another harmonica player down in Louisiana. He heard it and put his spin on it, put it out on the 45. That's probably the one you heard out here on the West Coast. Name was Slim Harper. He twisted around, did it just a little bit like this. Oh yeah.
Piazza and the Mighty Flowers Blues Quartet from a disc called Thrillville that came out back in 2007. Obviously, a medley of Hate to See You Go and Shake Your Hips. Piazza illustrating the connection between a Chicago blues harp and Louisiana swamp blues. Actually, that Chicago blues harp was from somebody originally from Louisiana, Little Walter. And we heard Little Walter before hearing Rod Piazza. We heard Little Walter on blues harp and vocals doing a number called Who. He recorded that again in December of 1955. We're going to turn next to someone else that was a big influence on Slim Harpo and a number of the other Louisiana swamp blues artists, talking about Jimmy Reed. Reed originally from Mississippi, and of course he caught his blues stride in on the Chicago blues scene back in the 1950s. From August of 1959, here's Jimmy Reed here on KRVS with a number called Baby What You Want Me to Do.
You got me running, you got me hiding, you got me run, hide, hide, run anywhere you wanna let it roll. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got me done what you want me, baby, why you wanna let go?
Well, I ain't from Chicago. Well, I've been down to Dallas, Texas, even went to San Antonio. But when I got to Mississippi, my best friend was dead and gone. Yes, Bilbo is gone. Well, he had to put it down. Well, I feel like a lonesome stranger. Yes, a stranger in my own hometown. I was a playboy and a devil. I had time that was really wild. Since Mr. Bilbo is dead, it makes me feel like a fatherless child. Yes, Bilbo is gone. Yes, he had to put it down. I feel like a lonesome stranger in my own hometown. you get along. But you can hurry back to Mississippi, 'cause Bilbo is dead and gone. Yes, he's gone. Well, he had to put it down. I feel like a lonesome stranger in my own hometown.
Year-old Andrew Tibbs, recorded back in 1947 for Aristocrat Records. The Aristocrat had been bought by the Chess Brothers. They were soon to change the name, but they were almost sunk after this tune and its flip side. This one was actually being a bit facetious about the death of Theodore G. Bilbo, twice served governor of Mississippi and three times elected to the Senate from Mississippi. He was also a member of the Klan and a very, very ardent segregationist. So obviously a lot of people in Chicago would have felt, a lot of people originally from Mississippi would not have mourning the death of Theodore G. Bilbo. The flip side of this record was called Union Man Blues and took a swipe at the Teamsters, who of course were located in Chicago at the time, so they didn't want to deliver the records. Anyway, it's interesting story, really interesting song. Takes us into history. Before hearing Andrew Tibbs, we heard Jimmy Reed from 1959 doing Baby What You Want Me to Do. You're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. We're going to take a look now at some of the music happening around the area. Tonight at the Hideaway on Lee Street, the Rayo Brothers will be playing. 337 will be at Grouse Room tonight. Also this evening, Dirk Powell will be playing at Blue Moon Saloon. Clay Cormier and the Highway Boys will be at Rock and Bowl this evening. Two in the Chamber play Buck and Johnny's in Bro Bridge. And also tonight, the Lanyap Band will be playing at Agave Mexican Grill in Youngsville starting at 6:30. Tomorrow afternoon, there's a Cajun Jam at Vermilionville here in Lafayette. Tomorrow evening, Rouge Crew will be at the Rockin' Bowl. Also tomorrow night, Dustin Saunier plays at Cowboys. Gerard Delafosse and the Zydeco Gators will be playing for a Zydeco breakfast at Buck and Johnny's tomorrow in the Bro Bridge. And then tomorrow evening, Ken and Jensen Holloway will be playing there. DG and Freetown Sound will be at Grouse Room tomorrow night. Also on Saturday, Gerald Grunig and Gentile Zydeco will be playing at the Hideaway on Lee Street. The Losers Weepers, along with Subliminal Landmines, will be at Blue Moon Saloon. And from 4 to 7 tomorrow afternoon, the 99 Playboys will be playing at Bayou Teche Brewery in Arneville. And on Sunday, Jeffrey Broussard and the Creole Cowboys will be at Rock and Roll. Also, there's a Cajun Jam Sunday at Bayou Teche Brewery in Arneville from 2 to 5 p.m. And also, Jimmy Bro's supposed to play at Bayou Teche Brewery on Sunday starting around 4 p.m. So a fair amount of entertainment happening around the area, which is good to see. Hopefully, more of us can be getting out at some point once we sort of lick this pandemic. We're going to turn now to a brand new disc by Sue Foley. It's called Sue Foley's Pinky's Blues. Pinky is the name of her here, pink and paisley covered Fender Stratocaster, Telecaster. And of course, Sue Foley back in the 90s was in Austin, Texas for a while. She'd been invited down from Canada by Clifford Antone of Antone's Records and also Blues Club. And she's had a number of discs out since the early 90s. She's since moved back, of course, to Canada. But here she is with a cover of a Robert Nighthawk tune from many years ago, Sue Foley with Someday. Thank you.
such a good man do to you? Cause these women nowadays, they ain't no good. They laugh in your face and try to steal your man from you. Now wouldn't be wise. Keep your mouth shut. Don't advertise your man. Don't be a fool. Don't advertise your man.
Your best girlfriend.
Yeah.
She might look like a highbrow.
Yeah.
I've seen her change it at least 3 times a day. What do you think she's doing now? Why you're so far away? For the doctor, mama. Try to investigate your head. You see, you got to be wise. Keep your mouth shut. Don't advertise your man.
Watch out, fool.
Bonnie Raitt, blues woman from the 1970s, along with Sippy Wallace, blues woman originally from the 1920s. Their rendition of a fine duet on Sippy Wallace's composition, Woman Be Wise, which she recorded many, many years ago. This recording done live at the San Francisco Great American Music Hall on May 26th of 1976. Before hearing Sippy Wallace and Bonnie Raitt, we heard Sue Foley from her new disc, Pinky's Blues. Sue on guitar and vocals doing the old Robert Nighthawk tune, Someday. We're going to turn next year on the Blues Box on KRVS to Victoria Spivey. She was a friend of Sippy Wallace, both of them originally from Houston, both of them piano players as well as vocalists. Victoria came from a home that where there was music. Her father worked for the railroad, but was a part-time musician. And she ended up being a big blues star back in the 1920s. Back in 1926, she recorded a number called Black Snake Blues, and that, of course, was the impetus for Blind Lemon Jefferson's Black Snake Moan. And Victoria Spivey recorded that tune a couple of times thereafter. One time back in July of 1936, and she called that one Black Snake Swing. Here is Victoria Spivey here on KRVS. Should be mentioned that she set up a record company in the early 1960s to record under-recorded blues artists. Robert Zimmerman worked for her, Bob Dylan. And she also talked Sippy Wallace out of musical retirement back in the 60s. Victoria Spivey for us here on the KRVS from 1936.
Here's that snake again.
Man, take him away.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, dear.
There's some black snake trying to get the best of. Hear me cry. Lord, not me. That is some black snake. trying to get the best of me. But I'm too good a woman, you just wait and see. Because oh, I ain't coming here no more. I ain't coming here no more. Black snakes in my house, black snakes all around my door. There's no use to worry, baby, about the days being early in the morning, late every night. And it's no use to worry, baby, about the days being long. My black snake got the best go, and you sure can't roll him on. Oh, I can't stay there no more. I can't stay there no more. My black snake is gone, and my poor heart is aching me so. I don't care what you say, don't you come here no more. Don't you crawl in my window, don't you creep in my door. Oh, I don't want you no more. Baby, you really made me so. I don't want you no more. Yeah, now get that black snake on out of here. Thank you.
about him. Lord, that's why I rave.
Bertha Henderson, recorded in Chicago back in May of 1928 with Blind Blake backing her up on guitar, a number called That Lonesome Rave. Blind Blake was an incredible guitarist, backed up a number of other singers, but had a lot of his own recordings out. Before hearing Blind Blake with Bertha Henderson, we heard Victoria Spivey, recorded in New York City back in July of 1936. Spivey doing a Black Snake Swing. And again, that was based on her Black Snake Blues from 1926. A song a lot cleaner than the one that Blind Lemon Jefferson later recorded. Next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to Scott Ainsley from his disc Terraplane. He does a fine job here on an old Blind Blake tune, another one from the 20s. Here's Scott Ainsley here on KRVS with Police Dog Blues. Let me see. I have to make sure. Sorry about this. Here we go.
Said all my life I've been a traveling man. Said all my life I've been a traveling man. Living alone, I try to do the best I can. I ship my trunk down to Tennessee. Said I ship my trunk. It's hard to tell about a man like me. Hard to tell. Couldn't get her off my mind. I met a girl, I couldn't get her off my mind. She passed me up, didn't like my tie. And she's walking away. Around her house at night. I'm afraid to bother around her house at night. That police dog is crazy and want to bite. Now his name is Ramblin' when he gets a chance. Said his name is Ramblin' and when he gets a chance, he leaves his mark on everybody's pants. Yeah, here's the dog. So I guess I'll travel, I guess I'll let her be. I guess I'll travel, I guess I'll let her be. Before she sets that police dog on me. Said all my life, well, I've been a traveling man. Yeah, all my life, I've been a traveling man. Living alone, I try to do the best I can. Yeah, baby.
like a door thing. Oh, yeah, baby. Honey, I really like that. Oh, come on over, roll me on the side. Give me some of that.
Taj Mahal here on KRVS. Taj from his disc Maestro. Taj backed up by the Phantom Blues Band and doing the old Slim Harpo classic, Scratch My Back. Before that, we heard Scott Ainsley from his disc Terraplane doing a rendition of an old Blind Blake tune, Police Dog Blues. You're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. Well, you'll find us on your radio dial at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, online at krvs.org. KRVS is a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and programming on this station is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and also in great part by listeners like you. We'd like to thank those of you out there who are members, so keep us on the air with your annual contributions. If you're not a member, we hope you'll become one. You can do so by pledging your support at krvs.org. We're going to break for the news with NPR. We'll be back at 10:06 with some Gate Mouth Brown. And we heard a few minutes ago, we heard Blind Blake, the fabulous guitarist. This time we're going to turn to another one, Lonnie Johnson, from February of 28. Away Down in the Alley Blues. Thank you.
support comes from the Vermilionville Museum and Folklife Park, open Tuesday through Sunday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Vermilionville also serves award-winning, authentic local cuisine at its restaurant from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Vermilionville is located at 300 Fisher Road near the Lafayette Airport. The phone number is 337-233-4077. More information on their Facebook page and vermilionville.org.